It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, June 17th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Summit League announced yesterday expanded media rights partnerships with CBS Sports and Midco Sports, extending both agreements through the 2029-2030 season. The four-year extensions increases the Summit League's national exposure on CBS Sports Network, increasing regular season basketball broadcasts from a minimum of 7 games to at least 9, including a pair of women's games. The deal also ensures that CBS Sports Network will continue to air the Summit League men's and women's championship games and select semifinal contests. Minnesota Twins picked up a 12-2 victory last night over the Texas Rangers. Trevor Larnach led off the game with a solo home run. Cody Clemens would add a 3-run shot as the Twins, they've now won 4 of their past 5. Minnesota right-hander Zibby Matthews got the win. He went 7 innings last night, threw 93 pitches, had 4 strikeouts, no walks. The Twins are now 13-5 all-time at Globe Life Field, home of the Texas Rangers. It's the best record by any opposing American League team since the stadium opened back in 2020. The two teams have a rare off day today due to the World Cup nearby. They will then end the 3-game series in Texas tomorrow afternoon at 1:35. Mitchell native Allison Meyerink teamed up with Aberdeen's Olivia Braun to finish third in the championship division of the South Dakota Golf Association 2-woman amateur championships this past weekend at Willow Run Golf Course. Meyerink and Braun had a 36-hole total of 3 over par, finishing 4 shots behind the winning team of Molly Stevens of Sioux Falls and Natalie Young of Pier. They finished the 2 days 1 under 139. The event featured 18 holes of 4-ball and 18 holes of a Chapman format play. In other results, a Mitchell pairing of Mia Larson and Anna Eliason, they tied for 10th overall with a 2-day total of 159. A pair of elimination games yesterday in Omaha in the College World Series. West Virginia would defeat Troy 12-0, while Georgia would defeat Texas 2-0. Now that sets up a pair of games today as North Carolina takes on West Virginia at 1 o'clock, followed by Georgia and Oklahoma at 6. Those are the last 4 teams remaining in the College World Series. Both of those games tonight on ESPN. The New York Knicks Game 5 victory over the San Antonio Spurs on Saturday night to win the NBA title averaged 24.5 million viewers on ABC, making it the most watched Game 5 of the finals since 1998. The audience peaked at 33 million on Saturday night. This year's NBA Finals averaged 20.6 million viewers. That is the highest since ABC started carrying the finals in 2003. It's only the 3rd time since 1999 that the finals have averaged at least 20 million viewers. Last year's championship between Indiana and Oklahoma City only averaged slightly more than 10 million viewers across 7 games. For more sports, check us out online at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.